Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station. Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamite, Allah my Lord, His word Quran, His word Quran, Muhammad, Muhammad, praise be upon, praise be upon, I am Muslim for all of time.
The most horrible emotion, sense, feeling that you could get is the feeling of being watched all the time. Now, put that being watched by God aside, because that being watched is a must, and I feel safe when I have it.
Yes.
But being watched by others, other people who are just like me and could be as errorful, flawful as me, that would sound very sad, tragic, and disappointing, and entangling. I don't know if you've read the book, the novel by George Orwell, 1984.
No, I haven't.
It has a movie as well. So if you don't have time to just read the book, watch the movie. There is this community.
Yes.
Basically, the book was written about communism and how capitalistic societies are abusing their own communities. And then how does it look? The setting is just like this, that a group of people are living in the very same place. Imagine an apartment.
Okay.
Way bigger than an apartment.
Okay, yeah.
And then everybody is wearing the same dress, having the same rooms, with no facilities that differ from one another. No, everything is just the same. Everything.
Boring equal, okay.
Totally boring. And the whole idea that the author wants to tell you and the director also wants to show you is the idea of frustration, how much frustration this would impose and inflict on you as the one who's participating and sharing this community with others. What happens is that they have this process of surveillance going on, like they are being watched.
Okay.
Every room, there's a TV. Yes. And that TV would tell everyone what is happening. Like if you in room number one is doing something wrong, it is going to be exposed to everyone.
Okay.
If you're eating something which nobody else is eating, then it's going to be revealed for everyone. Just imagine the same thing that you expect to happen from God, which I told you, they're totally different concepts.
Yeah, they are.
God will never reveal and expose your secret plots, secret wrongdoings, secret whatever. God is never going to expose your private zone to others.
Yeah, he even tells others that if you, by accident or any means you get to know, keep it silent.
Keep it, just cover it up.
Someone's dignity is very, very, very precious.
Be the guardian of that secret.
Yes.
Yet, imagine what happened in this book is going to happen at home. Like your parents are going to have cameras everywhere. They're going to even watch you, like every single step you take on your cell phone, probably if they're technologically aware more than you, then they would have some applications to chase you, to stalk you everywhere.
Oh my God.
Would that be interesting? Would you love that?
No, no, of course no. It's going to be very hard.
And with this no, we are entering a new episode of Youth Station. I'm Asma.
This is Masuma.
And we're talking about, we're going to nag a lot today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a host of nagging to do.
About what you mentioned, they're invading my privacy. They're not letting me experience anything. If I want to choose anything, I will not think about me, or I will not think about the outcome of that specific action or whatever that I'm doing. I will only think about what my parents are going to think. And it's very hard at what they're going to think, because they might think good, they might think bad.
Even if I do good.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so scary.
So scary, so frustrating, so disappointing, so depressing.
And also, we know that if kids are being, you know, pressured or washed or controlled, they get to learn their tricks.
Exactly.
Their own tricks. And I think that no matter how much parents would try, I as a kid will find
A way. If there's a trigger inside of me to do something as a kid, because I love adventure.
And I can be that great
I would wait. I would be patient so much enough to gain that age and to reach that point at which I have the freedom of choice and you no longer can observe me.
And I'll taste every cookie out there.
Every poisonous cookie.
I don't care if it's dangerous. I don't care if it's poisonous. I don't care if it's salt. I'll have it. I'll take a bite or two.
Let's get something clarified from the beginning. Pressure and strictness is not going to do you any help. Any.
Yeah, they're not controlling me in the good, right? They're not guiding. See, they think they're guiding me, but they're not guiding me. They're just controlling me.
Yeah, I remember my aunt was telling us a story about her friends, like the friend of her own age. And, you know, their era was different from our own era. I'm just telling you that in the era that they did not have enough of facilities and they were not equipped with technology.
Yes.
They did such stuffs. What about now? You can hold them back from doing some stuff to some certain extent.
Yes.
But more than that, you have no control over it. About my aunt's story was that she was telling me that she had a friend and then her parents, she was the only daughter of the family. And then the family was strictly controlling her. And then to some extent, like even my mom tells us that this girl was very famous because of the way that her parents treated her. Like they provided everything for her. Mm-hmm. She had everything. And aside from everything and being spoiled by the family, at the same time, they literally hold her back from every single thing she wanted to do.
Give a bit example, hold back from what?
Like, for example, if at that time the trend was going to cinema, she was not allowed to go to cinema with her friends.
Because they thought it's bad.
That's a crime. You shouldn't go to cinema.
Oh.
Or, for example, I wanted to go out with my friend to buy books. No. And no under what pretext? Under the pretext that these days, God knows what happens outside in the streets.
Oh, yeah. Give a list. I'll buy you the book. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Give the list. We are the providers.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you lack in your life? No. I would be the one who provide you with all the stuff that you like. So what happened was that at a certain age, that girl got depressed.
So
depressed in a way that she lost her youth. Even her body started to get deformed.
Oh, no.
Why? Because she was so depressed. And she got into sicknesses, different types of sicknesses. So, is this a goal for parents?
No, this was never their goal, but they didn't see it coming.
I just remembered whenever they told us those stories, because, you know, they used to share stories with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to think of those animations like in which the girls were imprisoned in castles. And then, and it's not just the girls, by the way, just because we're girls, I'm giving examples about girls, but it's not going to be like this forever. It's not just for girls. It happens for boys as well. When you strictly try to impose authority on someone, there's a big chance of those people trying to unravel this entanglement. And before that happens, you yourself have to give freedom, at least some sort of, a watched sort of freedom to your children.
Like a space that they need so that they can have their own space, that they can grow and make mistakes in. Mm-hmm. And by mistake, of course, we don't mean like crazy, permanent, dangerous mistakes.
We mentioned
like little.
At the very beginning of the episode, we are saying that God is there. He's watching over us. I should come as the Muslim youth. I have to remember that God is there. So technically, I have that trigger inside of me, that light, which is already bright inside of me and tells me that you shouldn't go for every temptation.
Yeah, that's true. And it reminds me of my friend. She was my classmate and she was free to use social media when I kind of was not.
Mm-hmm.
So what she said, she was like, my parents have done their job and they trust me. So now that they know I'm not going to go for each path, they have given us the freedom to use it because they have taught the way, they have shown that, okay, this is good, this is bad, this is dangerous, this. Now it's on your choice.
I'm telling you something. Even in the holy book, God, he himself tells us that you are given the path. the right path and the path to darkness. It's up to you which one you choose.
Yeah, even Allah the Almighty, the Almighty has given me choice.
Yeah, He has given me the choice, though He's watching over me.
Yeah.
So if there is one person I have to feel ashamed of not sinning in front of Him, that's God. It shouldn't be my parents. It should be God.
Yeah. And not, it's all not another human.
Yeah, not another human. And it's all about the way you've been nurtured, I guess.
Yes.
Instead of being so strict on children from day one, I think do your best in nurturing them in a way that you try to explain different concepts to them. Show them the true path.
Yeah, let them make mistakes, and it's okay. As you said, watch them from a distance.
Not that okay, let them do mistakes. Hopefully, all the parents would love it that their children do not get into any mistake. But would it be plausible in the world? Would that be working in this world?
The mistakes?
Not doing mistakes.
No.
No. So, first of all, do not take yourself through a whole journey of obsession.
Mm-hmm.
And they would turn into anxious people. I'm talking on the behalf of parents as well. Both sides of the story are going to suffer different sort of diseases. Like the first one, which is a parent, they're going to feel always worried, always anxious. Something bad is going to happen.
Overthinking about the possible problems that might never happen, but could happen.
Same thing for the side of the children, of the youth. They would always feel worried. What if something that I did, which was wrong, gets to be known by my parents? What if? Do I have the face to come back to home? Now, this is very important.
They will never feel safe.
Yeah, they would never feel safe anymore. So in order for a healthy relationship, I guess, we need that boundary. Parents should realize that this individual, this being who's their kid, and they would forever look at them as kids, they need their own private zone.
And I would like to say something that I remembered right now is that we learn in Islam that your kids are not your property.
Exactly.
And you know, you usually say if you ever lose them, don't say it was yours and you lost it. They just say
it has
that,
been entrusted to me, and now it's...
I'm giving it back to Allah.
To the owner.
Yes. So this is when something sad happens. I would like to keep this idea throughout the life, even when you're happy. So this is something that you're entrusted with. You don't own it, so it's not a doll. It's not something that you would... It's not a puppet. It's a human and it belongs to Allah.
Yeah. And they have emotions and they have their own choices to make. They have their own life to live. You cannot impose your own perspectives on their mind and mentality. You cannot do that. Instead, I told you, I'd rather teaching them the good things and the bad things, nurturing them in the best way possible, and then leave the rest to God.
Enlightening them and, as you said, leave the rest
to
God.
At the end of the day, He's the one who's going to take care of them.
And you're not going to be there forever, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. So imagine what happens to these guys if you're not there. God is there. So leave it to God.
Indeed.
I'm not saying that you just forget about your children. Do not talk to them. Do not spend quality time.
No, of course no. You said,
if you have done this, if the process is done entirely, the rest is up to God.
Yes.
And I think this way, we can say safely, half of the journey is done because God is going to guarantee the rest.
He always mentioned that if you come to me, I'll help you.
Yeah, so every individual has got their own private zone, and something very important that Masuma mentioned, and that was the fact that nobody owns anyone.
Yeah.
We don't own each other, even our children, even the ones we love. They've been entrusted to us. And once we have to think of the idea of giving back these entrusted treasures. So get used to it.
You don't own me.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you dear youth will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings. be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.